cleaning up forests takes a lot of federal funding, something that's still in limbo due to the partial government shutdown. And as of this week, the shutdown also meant many federal employees went without a paycheck.
Some of the workers affected are right here in the San Joaquin Valley. I interviewed a reporter with Vice News Tonight on HBO who came out to Fresno to hold a roundtable discussion with employees from the nearby federal prisons. That reporter is Alexandra Jaffe, and here's what she heard from those prison workers.
They're experiencing particular hurt during this shutdown because they're considered essential staffers, so they're required to go to work, but they're not getting a paycheck. So we were there speaking with them about how that's affecting their lives.
All right, and so it's really the financial thing. And are many of them living paycheck to paycheck? Like, is this really hitting them hard in part because of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a misconception about federal workers, particularly because you look at Washington, D.C., and you see a lot of very well-paid people here in D.C. There's a misconception that these guys are paid well, they've got great benefits, you know, they're living very comfortable lives, but that's not true for a lot of the nation's federal workers, and particularly these guys were telling us, you know, we do live paycheck to paycheck. Their first paycheck that they're expecting to miss is supposed to come through this weekend, the weekend of the 11th. And so a lot of them, you know, were sort of wondering what to do. They've got bills coming in. They've got, you know, insurance payments, mortgages. They have to pay for gas money. And they're not quite sure how to make ends meet.
And I recall in your reporting, you spoke to one of them, or you went on maybe an Uber ride with one of them. Are they all sort of trying to do side hustles and cobble together backup plans? How are they, if at all, like planning to get by if their paycheck doesn't come through this weekend?
Yeah, exactly. It's gotten to that point for some of them that they've had to take on additional jobs. A lot of them, you know, don't have a lot of savings. Like I said, are working paycheck to paycheck. We spoke to two individuals that have to pay child support that they currently can't make. And so they're taking on these side hustles. One of them was driving Uber, and, you know, he said he makes maybe $100-$150 a week, but it helps him put food on the table right now while he's uncertain about when his next paycheck will come through. I actually also spoke with an individual that just voluntarily furloughed himself. So he sent a letter to his management and said, I can't come to work anymore. I'm not resigning, but I'm taking this time to find myself a full-time side job so that I can pay my bills. So the situation's getting pretty dire for some of these guys. And, you know, not all of them can do a side job as well as their job at the prison. So some of them are looking to take time off.
Had any of them experienced a shutdown before?
Yes. You know, as you know, there have been 3 shutdowns this year. There have been many more before that. And so all of the four, you know, Bureau of Prison staffers we spoke to had experienced previous shutdowns, but they all said this one feels different because in the past it seemed like everyone in Washington wanted to come to a conclusion. And now that's not the impression that they're getting, especially with the president saying, you know, this could go on for months or years. These guys are taking that seriously. And they're concerned about the fact that there doesn't seem to be an end in sight.
Some of them in your reporting, they told you, some of the men at the roundtable said that they had been Trump supporters, had voted for him, but, you know, expressed, of course, their frustration, as you mentioned, that they seem to be like taking the hit for this shutdown. It's affecting their livelihoods. And so can you talk a little bit about the people who in particular said they had supported Trump? What are they feeling right now?
They feel betrayed. We spoke to 2 individuals that were originally Trump supporters, and one who said specifically, you know, I voted for Donald Trump because he said he would take care of law enforcement and take care of veterans. And he was, you know, a veteran and obviously a corrections officer. And he said, he's let me down. He's sort of betrayed that promise, and I haven't seen it. And so this shutdown specifically has left a lot of these guys feeling like, you know, Donald Trump doesn't realize how much he's affecting them and that his claim to take care of them was a campaign promise that he's broken. So it was interesting. They said that not only their support has disappeared for the president, but they've heard from a lot of other guys that this was sort of his base of support, and now he's losing it over this shutdown fight that they can't figure out why, you know, they can't come to a conclusion. So it'll be interesting to see if that continues.
And it seems like a lot of the conversation lately, at least from, you know, national media, and has been that Trump is calling for a wall. He's really wanting funding. And we heard that, you know, when he had a sit down with Democrats, the first question was, will I get money for a wall? And when they said no, he walked out. What did the federal employees you spoke to, how do they feel about a wall? Is that something that they're thinking about as well?
Well, absolutely. They've been paying attention to the debate here, but all of them said that they were no longer in favor of a wall. I mean, there were a couple of guys that said, look, we work for a prison. We know that walls only work as well as they're staffed. So a wall isn't, you know, the final solution. But these two individuals I spoke to that were Trump supporters and were in favor of a wall said, at this point, a wall isn't worth it. A wall isn't worth my paycheck. If I can't feed my family, then it doesn't matter if we have a wall at the southern border. So it seems like even that is losing some support, and especially when it's hurting people's livelihoods and their ability to, you know, support their families, it no longer seems like a fight worth having.
What, if anything, surprised you the most in your conversation with these federal employees?
One of the things that was most concerning that came out of it was their concerns about their colleagues' safety, both with respect to their mental health and just generally being on the job and having, you know, all of this stress of already working at a prison, but then having additional stress on your shoulders of trying to figure out how am I going to feed my family at the end of the day. All of them said that that's the kind of situation that leaves the door open for an inmate to take advantage of, you know, a distracted guard and could make prisons unsafe in the long run. So they're concerned about, you know, some of these prisons becoming more unsafe as these guards become more distracted because they're dealing with these personal issues because they're not getting paid. And they were also concerned about the high rate of suicides at corrections facilities. The rate is already particularly high. There's a prison in Victorville, California that has a particularly high rate for the nation. And the guard from Victorville said, you know what, I'm worried that I'm going to get a call from one of these guys, or I'm going to hear that one of these guys just went over the edge because he couldn't take it anymore, because he can't, this was the thing that pushed him over the edge. He can't make ends meet anymore. So it seems like the situation really is getting particularly dire because it was already tough to be a prison worker to begin with. And now that they're not getting paid, it's getting to a breaking point.
Wow. And I'm sure as it continues, we'll keep looking out for more reporting about this. We've been speaking to Alexandra Jaffe, reporter and correspondent for Vice News Tonight on HBO. One of her latest stories is about this government shutdown and how it's affecting federal employees right here in the San Joaquin Valley. Alexandra, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.